obviously in the current economic circumstances now, new challenges, in particular in the area that I work, the whole area of debt has become serious. It's been serious right through the boom years, but now it's becoming particularly serious as people who are very stretched in terms of the credit commitments they've taken on have also, you know, had their hours of work reduced or in many cases, unfortunately, lost their jobs. And I suppose we have campaigned right throughout this time for an improved infrastructure for dealing with debt. Unfortunately, the state has not used the opportunity during the boom times to alter the infrastructure, and now we're seeing people with fundamental financial problems, and the legal system doesn't really have an updated and humane way of treating the problem. It's a simple equation. I mean, if you've got a country that's been flooded with credit for a long period of time, you know, there are going to be casualties. It's as simple as that. There were casualties even when things were good. The problem is that they're becoming increasingly numerous at this point. We don't have updated consumer bankruptcy laws. We still have the possibility of imprisonment for non-payment of orders relating to debt, the so-called installment order process. You had 276 people went to prison, for example, in 2008 for offences relating to debt. This has been brought up on a number of occasions before the Human Rights Committee of the UN. The state tries to argue in the shape of the Department of Justice that this is imprisonment for contempt of court, not inability to pay debts. But in reality, it's people who've got financial problems and can't meet their commitments and don't attend, you know, the hearings are in open court, in public, district courts all over the country. People don't want to attend these hearings. They're scared and frightened. So I suppose, in summary, it's just a lack of an infrastructure that accepts the fact that credit and consumer credit has been a big feature of the landscape in Ireland for the last 20 years. I mean, why haven't we grown up and put in place an infrastructure and a legal system that deals with the fallout? Every other major European country has. We have steadfastly refused to. So that would be an area, you know, of work at the moment that's very prominent for us. People are suffering. There are obviously, in the current economic circumstances now, new challenges, in particular in the area that I work. The whole area of debt has become serious. It's been serious right through the boom years, but now it's becoming particularly serious as people who are very stretched in terms of the credit commitments they've taken on have also, you know, had their hours of work reduced or in many cases, unfortunately, lost their jobs. And I suppose we have campaigned right throughout this time for an improved infrastructure for dealing with debt. Unfortunately, the state has not used the opportunity during the boom times to alter the infrastructure. And now we're seeing people with fundamental financial problems, and the legal system doesn't really have an updated and humane way of treating the problem. It's a simple equation. I mean, if you've got a country that's been flooded with credit for a long period of time, you know, there are going to be casualties. It's as simple as that. There were casualties even when things were good. The problem is that they're becoming increasingly numerous at this point. We don't have updated consumer bankruptcy laws. We still have the possibility of imprisonment for non-payment of orders relating to debt, the so-called installment order process. You had 276 people went to prison, for example, in 2008 for offences relating to debt. This has been brought up on a number of occasions before the Human Rights Committee of the UN. The state tries to argue in the shape of the Department of Justice that this is imprisonment for contempt of court, not inability to pay debts. But in reality, it's people who've got financial problems and can't meet their commitments and don't attend, you know, the hearings are in open court, in public, district courts all over the country. People don't want to attend these hearings. They're scared and frightened. So I suppose, in summary, it's just a lack of an infrastructure that accepts the fact that credit and consumer credit has been a big feature of the landscape in Ireland for the last 20 years. I mean, why haven't we grown up and put in place an infrastructure and a legal system that deals with the fallout? Every other major European country has. We have steadfastly refused to. So that would be an area, you know, of work at the moment that's very prominent for us as people are suffering.